Today is an important and a memorable day for you graduates and you, your families and your friends. Both Sister Bednar and I hope your graduation day from Ricks College is one you will always remember. I particularly enjoy our summer commencement. At this time of the year, the campus is beautiful with manicured lawns and budding flowers. This commencement is a bit smaller in terms of the total number of people that are participating, and it's a little bit cozier. And the brightness and the attractiveness of the campus match the light in the faces of you students who have studied and learned here. On this special day for you, may I share just one basic principle that I believe can bless and benefit your life. The principle is this: appreciate the present. As we properly prepare for the future and appropriately remember the past, we should not overlook the importance of the present moment in which we live. We must learn to appreciate the present. As the Apostle Paul taught in his epistle to the Philippians, quote, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content," close quote. Now, the key concept contained in this verse is learning to accept and be content in whatsoever state we may find ourselves. I am not suggesting we passively resign ourselves to any and all circumstances that may come our way in life. Each of us is an agent with the power of independent action, and we have the ability to influence the circumstances of our lives in extraordinary and significant ways. Nor am I suggesting this scripture admonishes us to live only in and for the present moment. That is a false philosophy of the world which suggests we should eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Rather, I believe this verse counsels us to understand and appreciate where we are and what we have at any particular point in time in our lives. For example, have you and I ever wished it were summer in the middle of the winter? And have we ever yearned for the cool of the winter in the heat of the summer? Except when you're living in Rexburg. Have you and I ever wished that we could hurry and graduate from high school and move on to college? And after arriving at college, have we ever yearned for the simpler, more familiar, and those totally carefree days of high school? As an unattached person, have we ever wished for a boyfriend or a girlfriend? And then once we were attached to a boyfriend or girlfriend, have we ever longed for the days of being unattached? Have you and I ever wished to travel to exotic places? And while we were traveling in exotic places, have we ever wanted to be back home? Have you and I ever wished Rexburg were a larger city with more things to do? And then, after leaving Ricks for a holiday break, have we ever returned to Rexburg anxious to again be in this little burg and experience the spirit of Ricks? Have you and I ever wished for a more significant church responsibility and opportunity to serve? And then, after serving for a period of time in a significant church calling, have we ever pleaded for more time to spend with our family and friends and on our hobbies? As a rule, man's a fool. When it's hot, he wants it cool. When it's cool, he wants it hot. Always wanting what it's not, never wanting what he's got. Please consider again the words of Paul, quote, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content," close quote. In essence, then, Paul is teaching us to appreciate the cold when it is cold, our college experience while we are in college, and our home when we are at home. Brothers and sisters, it is possible to waste away our lives wishing the past would return and hoping the future will arrive more quickly. It is also possible to be so busy dealing with the details of daily living that we fail to recognize the small miracles that occur regularly in our daily lives. You and I must learn to appreciate the present. In my life, Sister Bednar has been the most influential teacher and example of this principle of appreciating the present. I recall as a young husband, father, and doctoral student watching Susan enjoy the precious experience of reading stories to our children. I would frequently walk into our married student housing apartment to find her on the floor putting puzzles together with our boys, or playing store, or working on some Play-Doh project with the guys in the kitchen. Some tasks of lesser priority frequently did not get finished, but she was always devoting her time to the central priority of our home. And oh, how she appreciated those moments, even as they were occurring. Sister Bednar has always been an example to me of recognizing, savoring, and appreciating the present. That is the one principle I would share with you on this graduation day. Appreciate the present. Please remember the teaching of Amulek. Now is the time and the day of your salvation. And therefore, if ye will repent and harden not your hearts, immediately shall the great plan of redemption be brought about unto you. As we learn to appreciate the present, our preparation for the future will become more effective, and our memory of the past will be both joyous and clear. I pray that each of us present here today will strive to appropriately apply this important principle in our lives. I express my appreciation to all of the faculty and staff at Ricks College who have served you students so effectively during your time here. I hope you students truly appreciate these remarkable men and women. Now, I want to conclude on a personal note, speaking directly to the students. Sister Bednar, and I love you. We have so much enjoyed visiting in your apartments, participating together in home evening, talking about your challenges and opportunities, and becoming better acquainted. Truly, we will miss you, and we would love to hear from you. Be sure to let us know about the things that are happening in your lives. As our three sons have left our home for college and on missions, Sister Bednar and I have shared with them the following counsel, which I now share with you. Number one, remember that you represent the Savior. Number two, remember that you represent your family. Number three, remember that you represent the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And now, as you are leaving Ricks College, may I add one more item to the list. Number four, remember that you represent Ricks College. The greatest of all gifts is the Holy Ghost, and the opportunity, if we are worthy, to the constant companionship of the third member of the Godhead. I pray that your experience at Ricks College has helped you to appreciate and yearn for that gift. As you receive and recognize the influence of the Holy Ghost in your lives, truly you will be directed for good in all that you strive to do in righteousness. I bear my witness that God the Eternal Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, live. I know the fullness of the gospel has been restored to the earth in these latter days. And I testify and witness that the Lord directs the affairs of His church through living apostles and prophets. I so declare and witness in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen.